Good evening, church. It's so wonderful to see everyone out this evening. My name is Andrew Roberts. I'm one of the ministers here at Livingston, and it is my distinct joy to welcome all of you to our winter singing, our In His Presence annual winter singing. It's great to look out and see some friends and faces we've not seen in a while, a precious time of reunion, friends and neighbors and brethren from all over the area, and we've come together to sing to God who is truly worthy. And we're so grateful that Brother Benjamin Payne is with us tonight to organize and lead these songs of praise. Very gifted and accomplished song leader and worship leader, and blesses us so much that he can be here tonight. We're going to have a word of prayer as we begin, and we're going to turn the time over to Brother Payne. I hope that you're in good voice, because we're going to all sing out to God tonight for His glory. Won't you bow with me in prayer? Our great God and Father, thank You, Lord, for this night, for this time and this place that we can come together with one heart and with one voice to lift up praise to You. And Lord, we want to honor You and glorify You in all that we say and do and sing here tonight. Father, we want to make beautiful sounds that encourage and edify. But Father, we want to sing tonight from our hearts. May these words be our prayers. May these words be our confessions and professions of faith. Father, help us to learn in this process, to be changed as disciples, that we might be more like Jesus for having been here. I ask in a special way Your blessings upon Brother Payne, that he'd be in strong voice tonight. For all those who've been asked to participate in this service, to read Scripture, lead prayer, Father, that all that is done here tonight is for Your honor, for Your glory, and that we are encouraged and edified as Your people. We give You all the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Brother Payne.
To the King of the ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. Would you please stand with me? Know me. For you know that you were redeemed from your empty way of life inherited from your fathers, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of an unblemished and spotless lamb. Since I have been redeemed, I will glory in his name. First time through, all in unison. To be here with you tonight. I know you guys, and you have our hearts, and I'm honored and thankful to be leading you in this. In this offering to our Father. We don't have the temple and temple sacrifices anymore, but Hebrews does say we give the offering, the sacrifice of the fruit of our lips. And so I hope we will all see it that way tonight. This is an offering. We are bringing an offering to the Lord, the immortal, invisible God. And it's hard to worship an invisible God sometimes because he's unseen. And it's hard to see the unseen. But we'll do our best. And tonight I hope to renew your faith in this unseen God, in his power in your own life. It's a new year, 2023. I mean, people thought the world would be over by now, or we all be living in space or something. But we have a new year. And what could God do with us this year? What is your hope for this year? Do you have hope? What are your deepest desires? Do you have confidence that the Lord can or will address the deepest concerns of your heart? That he can change your heart? Whatever you feel about that tonight, I hope to rekindle that confidence. And let us think about it. Jesus said, I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. That's quite a statement. And it's not about shopping sprees or private jets. We know something about that because of his conversation with the woman at the well, where he said, if you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water. And later in that same conversation, he said, everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again. But whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I will give him will become a spring of water, welling up to eternal life. And that's when she said, give me some of that. Give me some of that water. Don't we want that water? She thought he was talking about some kind of magic water. It's not physical. Would you describe your inner spirit that way? As a spring of living water welling up to eternal life? That's pretty high, isn't it? But that is what Jesus promises his followers, is it not? We just read it. That's what he said. I'll give you this water and it will become a spring, an unending source. Springs just keep flowing. And that's what he promises. And so there's more than simply believing in heaven, that after you die, you go to heaven, I believe. The scriptures definitely admonish us to set our hope fully on the grace that we brought to us at the revelation of Jesus Christ, the final day, the consummation of it all. But the scriptures also admonish us to be transformed by the renewing of our mind, to add to our faith virtue, knowledge, self-control, steadfastness, godliness, brotherly affection, and love, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God, to be like an evergreen tree planted by streams of water, thriving, bearing fruit in a good heart that receives the word and yields the fruits of the spirits in abundance. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. We can have these things welling up in us. We can drink from the living water that Jesus offers now. And if our goal is transformation, if our goal is not transformation, what do we hope for? The biblical picture of a Christian life is not one miserable slog to the end. Jesus promises persecution, yes. And we know the world is broken by sin, yes. But we are temples of the Holy Spirit now. Our hearts can be changed into his image now. We can say with David, our cup overflows now. Jesus also said, whoever believes in me, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. So do you have fear, angst, worry, hopelessness, shame, guilt, anger? Don't we want to be free of those things? We often are unknowingly serving the wrong things, focusing on our circumstances. But that's not the heart of the issue. The heart of the issue is our heart. And Jesus wants it. And he wants to change it, to transform it to a spring. So wherever you are tonight, in the beginning of year, I don't know what you're looking forward to. But I hope that tonight as we sing, you will open your heart. It's very obvious to me that God made music for the purpose of touching our hearts. It's a universal experience among human beings. And he tells us to include it in our worship. So let the music move your heart. And be renewed in your confidence in the Lord, that he can change your heart in 2023 if you will seek him. It says faster. And basses, you're the ones that slow us down, usually. So don't do it. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous man runs into it and is safe. We're going to sing A Mighty Fortress in unison, two verses, which is how Martin Luther originally wrote it.
A mighty fortress is our God.
House on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on the rock.
My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but holy.
Is hope is found.
We have this as a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters into the inner place behind the curtain, where Jesus has gone as a forerunner on our behalf, having become a high priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. But I will hope continually and will praise you yet more and more. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust.
Oh,
In Ephesians 5:19, we're told to sing to one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, which we're doing. Before there were songbooks, though, and PowerPoint slides, or even printed materials, one way this could be accomplished was with call and response, where a leader would sing a phrase and the congregation would repeat it. We're going to try that tonight. And I'd like to do it with this next song. And in my mind, this might be the most perfect embodiment of singing to one another, since that literally happens, back and forth, singing to one another. So, you can move to the next slide, Mike. The words are going to be up here on the screen. And so I will sing the phrase, and then you will sing the same phrase again. And I have your phrase in parentheses so that you know for sure that's what you're singing. Because sometimes it's different. Sometimes a little longer, sometimes it's a little shorter. Okay, so hopefully that will help you follow along. This is all in unison, but those of you that like to harmonize, if you start to hear some harmony in your head while we're going, let it fly, brethren. And it would be especially nice on the very last note to have a big old chord. Okay? This song, I Will Wait, I Will Hope, I Will Trust, is a declaration, and I want us to sing it that way, of sentiments that we hear throughout Scripture. David says this kind of stuff all the time. And I think that's why God called him a man after his own heart. Because no matter what was happening to David, he knew, I will trust in the Lord. I have confidence in him. And Isaiah and the prophets, there's lots of places. And that's what we're talking about tonight. So let's try this out. And please keep me turned all the way up. Or this could be really bad.
Thank you. Let's bow together. Our Heavenly Father, our hearts are full tonight. What a blessing it is to be here together, to hear these voices all lifted up with such enthusiasm and such a desire to praise you and honor you in all that we say, all that we do, and even everything we think, O God. And we pray that the meditations of our heart tonight will be pleasing unto you and acceptable in your sight. We've been reminded in these songs of your majesty. We've been reminded that we can trust and have confidence in you through all things, and that we need to put our trust in you, and we pray we've sung that from the depths of our heart, that we need to wait upon you when we don't understand, and that you will be our succor, our strength, our helper, and you will never forsake us. Thank you for these wonderful promises and for the privilege of singing them back to you as we worship together tonight. We ask your blessings on each one that is here, and we pray we will leave this place inspired to the depths of our being to be more what you would have us to be, O great God of this universe, who has made us and made us in your image, that we might dominate this world and treat it in just the way you would, as we honor Jesus Christ our Lord, who gave his all for us. And we offer this prayer in his blessed name, and amen.
Father, hear the prayer.
Father, hear the prayer we offer. Lord, for me that prayer shall be. But for strength that we may.
You've been hearing phrases tonight that you can take with you. I will call upon the Lord. Accept the gospel of Jesus Christ. Be washed of your sins, calling on the name of the Lord, and follow him. I will look upon the Lord. Gaze upon the beauty of everything that God has made. David talks about that in the Psalms. I will gaze on the beauty of the Lord and inquire in his temple. The creation, humankind, the church, redemption, be amazed. I will wait for the Lord. Sow the seeds of his righteousness based on your faith in what he says, and then wait for him to bring in the harvest. That's how it works. I will hope in the Lord. Remind yourself daily of the promises he has made. and then live in that context. I will trust in the Lord. Take a baby step this year that is a little uncomfortable by obeying something that he said in a way that maybe you haven't yet. And give him the opportunity to come through. Test him. He says that. He tells the Israelites, test me. Bring in the share and see if I don't bless you. The Israelites tested him in the wilderness in a bad way. Because they didn't believe in what he said. And they said, we're not going to believe unless you do something. But God says the opposite. You can test me when you say, I'm going to step out in faith on something that the Lord has said. I'm going to test that. Because I believe. And God says, I'll be there. Perhaps a step you need this year is confession. That's a big one for a lot of us. We carry around guilt because of sin or because of who knows why. And we just carry it around. Well, it's hard to be filled up with living water and have a spring when it's being continually drained from the other end. So your step might be confess. The methodology in James is clear. Confess your sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. Healed. You can be healed. We talk about Jesus healing our hearts, maybe not enough. But that is what it's about, folks. That's why we need him. That's why we want him. To heal our hearts. And there's a process. And when you confess your sins and someone prays with you, there's two things happening there that are kind of interesting to me. One is truth. When you confess your sins, you're acknowledging the truth. You're affirming the truth that God has said and in your own life. And then when someone prays with you, you're receiving grace. Because they're hearing you. They're not condemning you. They're praying with you. And guess who is full of truth and grace? Just guess. Jesus. In John chapter 1, full of grace and truth. And that is how we are healed, I'm convinced. And so if you want to be healed, you need truth and grace. And guess what, Christians? We share that with each other. I'm convinced that's part of the purpose of the church. And so you find someone you can confess to. And Christian, if you're the one receiving that confession, don't condemn them. Show them grace, just like Jesus did when the broken came to him. Think about how he treated them. And those are things we can do now. And we can be healed. Don't carry around that burden all year long. God wants to help you, but you got to follow his ways. As Edwin always says, God's way works. And we know that. All right, let's sing. As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall yet praise him, my salvation and my God. Know me
as your dear and soul, the waters of my soul calls after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you.
Try a new song, which I found recently, Alleluia, Lord. And I think it will be not too hard to pick up. So I think we'll give it a shot. I want to sing one line here at the beginning, because it's going to, this musical line that you hear, you're going to hear several times. So if we get it in our head, I think it'll help. So let me just sing it for you. So we need to get that in our ears, all right? So this Alleluia, Lord, at the beginning is a little bit of an intro. Then you have the verses, and then we're going to do the same thing at the end, okay? Do, mi, altos, tenors.
Alleluia, Lord,
So, what will we worship this year? I heard something interesting recently. He was making the point that humans are religious by nature. They will worship something. And his proof was, if I make a statement, he does his job religiously. We all know what that means. It's very obvious. And the things that we care about, we do with religious kind of purpose. We make sure the things that we care about. So what are we worshiping? What are the deepest desires of our hearts? Our thoughts and behaviors are clues, right? If he does his job religiously, what do you expect? He spends lots of time. He talks about it a lot. He thinks about it a lot, all the time. He's always on time. He gets his work done. Right? All these things we can list. We know what it looks like, but sometimes we don't always recognize it in ourselves. What is it that we worship? Because whatever we worship, we will become like. And so as the symptoms in our lives, when I am saying things that are angry and hateful, when I can't get past whatever it is, these things are symptoms. And maybe we have to shift a little bit. Get some help. We may actually be worshiping security or acceptance from others or comfort or a sense of control. And these are false gods. And they do not deliver. They certainly don't have living water. Come, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And he who has no money, come, buy, and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Why do you spend your money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which does not satisfy? Listen diligently to me and eat what is good, and delight yourselves in rich food. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, that your soul may live. And I will make with you an everlasting covenant, my steadfast, sure love for David.
Thank you.
because, and then I was like, well, no, we can't because the slides aren't, we don't need the slides for this. We need the slides. It's the same words every time. Father, Jesus, and Spirit. So let's do rounds. One, two, three. Figure out which one you're in. It's fine. So let's go back. Well, actually, we don't even need the slides. Father, I adore you. Unveiled face, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit.
Thank you.
decide what to do with my time here. Let's go, where are we? Yeah, this is it, okay. I believe that the Christ who was slain on that cross has the power to change lives today. That's quite a statement. He lived 2,000 years ago. How can some guy from the past change life today? That's what we believe, isn't it? For he changed me completely. I'm still a work in progress, I think. A new life is mine. Yes. That is why by the cross I will stay. I believe that this life with its great mysteries surely someday will come to an end. But faith will conquer the darkness and death and will lead me at last to my friend, capital F. I believe in a hill called Mount Calvary. I'll believe whatever the cost. And when time has surrendered and earth is no more, I'll still cling to that old rugged cross. Would you stand with me and sing that? We're going to sing all three verses and then the chorus. Inviting me tonight, and to him who is able to do far more abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that is at work in us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen.
I've missed Benji. Thank you, brother. Thank you so much for leading us tonight. So glad that you could be here with us this evening. For those who are members of this congregation and for all of our guests, we will be back here tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. We'd love for you to join us if you're here from the community. We will be spending about an hour and a half. Andrew's preaching, so it'll probably be only an hour and a half. So it'll be good. And he's going to be starting a series tomorrow. I'm kind of excited about it. It's called The Devil You Don't Know. So you want to come and kick off that one. He's going to talk about the devil who lies tomorrow. We need to be learning about that. It's all about the enemy that's trying to stop Jesus from changing our lives today. And he is working hard at it. And so that's going to be kicking off tomorrow. We'd love for you to be here. Thank you so much for being here tonight. Once again, thank you, Benji, for all the work you put into this. Would you guys bow with me in prayer as we wrap up? Glorious God, Thank you so much for my brothers and sisters who have gathered here tonight to bring encouragement to me, to those who are around them, to all who have been able to gather here. And I pray that you would strengthen our voices, and that you would strengthen our resolve, that you would strengthen our commitment, our conviction, that you would fill us with courage and boldness, that we would go forth from here having sung these praises and ready to proclaim them to those who are in the world around us. We ask, Lord God, that by the power of your Spirit and through the grace and truth that is in your Son, Jesus Christ, that you will change us completely today, that you will not merely tweak us, but you will transform us. And we pray, God, that we will bring glory and honor to your name, that we will not in any way profane your name or bring shame and honor upon you. And so we ask, Lord, that you would lead us out of temptation, that you would deliver us from evil, that we could overcome the tempter, and that we would be victorious, and that the world would see how it is that by Jesus Christ we have hope, and that they will want some of that along with us. That living water will well up within us, and that it will overflow to those who are around us. And we pray, Lord God, that all of these things that we have sung tonight will be more than just songs on our lips. They will be faith in our heart and actions with our hands and our feet and with our lives. We love you, Lord God. Thank you so much for loving us first. It is through your Son, Jesus, we pray. Amen.